The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, the government are two TDs down. I'm sure you've all seen this news that the Green Party have suspended and removed the whip from Nessa Harrigan and Patrick Costello. They both voted against the government in the Dáil last night. And beyond the particular issue at hand, some people today suggest that this is unfair. And what is unfair about it is the party whip system, that the party whip system is too rigid in this country. Dennis Nocton is an independent TD for Roscommon Galway. Dennis, are they right? Is that system too rigid?
I think it actually is too rigid in this country. You know, I think, you know, people can hold very strong views. Individual TDs can hold very strong views. And like in the situation that I found myself in, I had a bizarre situation where I had the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, an incoming Minister for Health, coming to my constituency, giving a commitment to keep the accident and emergency department open in the local hospital. I secured votes based on that. And within a few weeks of the government being formed, the A&E was closed. So, you know, in such a situation, you can't have people, you know, going into the Dáil voting against something that they clearly secured votes on and to have very serious consequences as a result of that.
All that being said, there will be people listening, I'm sure, some TDs in on the government benches who say, well, listen, you just need, unpalatable and all as it might be, you need the whip system for a functioning government.
Yes, you do need a functioning whip system. But, you know, there are supposed to be three grades of whip, a one-line, a two-line and a three-line whip. The difficulty is everything is considered a three-line whip, where if you break against the government, you're automatically suspended from the parliamentary party. Now, we had a situation last night where there was a non-binding vote. The government had already taken the decision in relation to the approach they were going to take. The government didn't impede the passage of the motion tabled by Sinn Féin, and two members voted with them. And yet they are now in a situation where they've been expelled from the parliamentary party as a result of it. You know, it doesn't have any impact on policy. And should it be the case that you would always apply a three-line whip in relation to every issue, I think that is really open to question. And all it's doing is handing more power to the civil service and less power to Parliament and the Oireachtas.
So where did that come from, that culture of imposing a three-line whip on all votes? And let maybe park last night for a moment, because there'll be some who suggest, well, you know, last night was a little bit about kind of Eamon Ryan trying to wrestle back a bit more control over his own party. But that idea, as you said, that there are one, two and three-line whips, but it always seems to be a three-line whip. Well, where did that come from?
I don't know. It was there in place long before I entered the Oireachtas, but you know, everything seems to be and has always been, as long as I was in a party, that every vote was considered a three-line whip, which would automatically mean a suspension from the party. There was no flexibility in terms of giving members some discretion in relation to issues. And I think particularly when it comes to legislation and amendments to legislation, there should be that flexibility there, because I think it does give the Oireachtas the opportunity to robustly test legislation, robustly test the argument being put forward by the minister in favour or against the legislation or the amendment. And I think it gives more power ultimately to the minister and to the Oireachtas, and takes that away from the civil service that proposed the legislation in the first place.
It takes it away though as well, doesn't it, from cabinet, and that's possibly why it exists and why nobody will kind of try to put the genie back in the bottle.
Absolutely, it does take away power from Cabinet. But should Cabinet have all that power? You know, they do not scrutinise a piece of legislation line by line the way Parliament does, the way the Dáil and the Shannon does. And should they be given that absolute power? I don't think they should.
So imposing a three-line whip on all votes, does it turn the Dáil into just something of a talking shop then, most of the time?
No, I don't think so, because, you know, you can make a cogent argument to the minister of the day. And in fairness, like Mary Butler at the moment is taking on amendments that I put forward in relation to the Fair Deal nursing home scheme. Darragh O'Brien is taking on proposals that I put forward in terms of vacant housing. So you can have ministers that are prepared to take on proposals that come from the opposition. But I think it does lead to far better legislation, far more robust debate, if a three-line whip, which is the ultimate sanction if you break it, if there is more flexibility in how that's applied.
Well, let me bring in Owen O'Malley, the social scientist at DCU and a columnist with the Sunday Independent. Owen, is that whip system too rigid? Should we relax it? Free for all?
Well, you obviously can't have a free for all. But I think in terms of if we're talking about last night, I think Dennis Nocton is broadly right. I think in a way the government is making trouble for itself by imposing such a strict whip on something that it had accepted it was going to lose. So I'm not quite sure whether it was politically the smart thing to do. The smarter thing to do would have been just to allow a free vote and let Nessa Horrigan and Patrick Costello just to vote the way they did, and not to expel them from the party, which is going to just probably alienate them even further from the government, and possibly will lead to the government losing two TDs more permanently.
What about the broader point, though, about the whip system, the 1, 2 and 3 line whip system, and Dennis's argument that the kind of the 1 and 2 line seems to have disappeared? It always seems to be kind of a hard line taken when it comes to adherence.
Yes, that has been the case since at least the 1980s, that nearly every vote is treated as an important vote. Before that, you would have tended to see a TD might have been able to go to the chief whip in the party and say, look, this is an issue that's kind of difficult for me. And they may have allowed that person either be paired or and so not have to actually turn up and vote. Or they might have allowed that person to, if they could afford to lose the vote, they might just let them move away. From the 1980s, really, the parties have tried to get more control, especially, I suppose, because you have more people, possibly more independently minded TDs within parties are challenging what the party leadership have said. And then you have more, like, you're more likely to have coalition governments with very narrow majorities. And so each vote was very important.
So that experience of small majorities in the 1980s is what bred that culture. I asked Dennis about that. Where did that culture come from? You suspect that's where it came about.
I think before the 1970s, 1980s, you tended to have TDs who were actually quite content to be lobby fodder. They didn't mind just kind of turning up and voting as their party instructed them to do. And any sort of protest that they would be doing would be done privately in a parliamentary party. But that, when it came to it, they'd remain loyal to the party. From the 1980s on, you saw people were much more likely to break the whip, and then the party leadership reacted to that by imposing stronger sanctions.
I know I'm going to sound like one of your first-year students here, but why do we say a three-line whip and a 1 and 2 line whip? Where does that come from?
I don't know where that comes from, actually. But, I mean, the three-line is the strongest one. It might be, you know, the type of whip that was used in a kind of an imaginary way. One that has three lines on it might be a kind of harsher whip, but I'm not sure.
So we don't know where it came from, but suffice to say, line is just a degree of seriousness, essentially.
I'm sure Wikipedia would be able to tell you.
Well, there you are. Don't go and listen and go on Wikipedia while you're listening to the show, but you can go afterwards, would be the advice. One of the other criticisms is that the whip system we have, you know, exists nowhere else, that our kind of Dáil is uniquely dysfunctional. I mean, everything is uniquely dysfunctional in Ireland, according to some people. But anyway, we'll set that aside. Does it exist elsewhere?
Yes, it exists nearly in every parliamentary democracy. It's pretty much the norm, because if you tried to run a government without a whip system, you would have governments collapsing all the time. One of the things that the whip system allows you to do is to allow, say, the Green Party, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to enter into an agreement, knowing that, you know, when it comes to a difficult issue that we know, say, the Green Party won't like or that Fine Gael won't like, that they will be able to pull their party, their TDs over the line. So I'm sure Fine Gael members have voted for issues on, say, carbon tax, which they don't particularly like, but because of the whip system, they end up voting for that. And not to have some form of sanction would mean that a government would collapse. And so, for instance, in when Dennis Nocton voted against the closure of Roscommon Hospital, the government then had a huge majority and so could afford to lose Dennis Nocton. I'm sure in his calculus at the time, he was thinking, if I vote for this, I'll lose my seat forever. And he was probably right. And so one of the reasons he saved his seat was by voting against the government. But when the government only has a one or two seat majority, as it has now, then it has to make sure that it can do this, or else, you know, for governments out of tradition again, convention again, governments that lose votes on serious economic matters, they collapse, and that's an election tends to be called. Right. And so it's to avoid constant elections and constant collapses of government.
We have an answer here about the three-line whip. It's kind of a boring one, I'm sorry to say. The three-line whip is just an instruction underlined with three lines to show absolute instruction to attend and vote in line with the party. I wished it was more to do with a whip, as you say, maybe a kind of a cat and three tails. Anyway, Owen, we'll leave it there. Owen O'Malley, social scientist and DCU and columnist with the Sunday Independent, and Dennis Nocton, Independent TD for Roscommon Galway. Stay with us after the break. We're going to be hearing from some of the people protesting about the cost of living outside the Dáil today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.